Welcome back, everyone. Today, we're tackling something that keeps property managers up at night: unpaid rent and broken leases. Have you ever wondered what the best strategies are for actually recovering that money without spending more time and resources than it's worth?
It's definitely one of the toughest challenges in property management. And you know, the numbers really tell the story. According to the Eviction Lab, landlords filed over 1 million eviction notices in 2024 in the jurisdictions they track, which represents a significant portion of the country's renter population.
Over 1 million in the tracked areas. That really highlights how widespread the problem is. So when a property manager is dealing with a tenant who stopped paying, what are the first steps they should consider?
Well, timing is everything. The longer an account ages, the harder it becomes to collect. After 120 days, recovery rates drop sharply, so acting quickly is critical. Property managers have several options. They can handle collections in-house, hire a third-party agency, or report the debt directly to credit bureaus.
Right, and each of those routes has trade-offs. Let's talk about third-party agencies first. What should property managers know before going that route?
Third-party agencies can be effective, but they typically charge between 30 and 50% of whatever they recover. That's a significant cut. Plus, success really depends on having accurate tenant contact information from the rental application. If that info is outdated or incomplete, the agency's going to struggle.
So documentation becomes essential. I mean, if you don't have solid records, lease agreements, unpaid invoices, late notices, the whole process falls apart.
Exactly. A structured system that documents payments and debts is integral when it comes time to work with a collections agency. Without those records, you're wasting time and money. And honestly, many property managers find that chasing former tenants on their own is exhausting and often unsuccessful. I remember one landlord I knew who spent 3 months trying to track down a former tenant who owed $2,000. By the time he found them, the cost in time alone was more than the debt itself.
Wow, that's a cautionary tale right there. So what about the credit bureau route? How does reporting unpaid rent directly to bureaus compare?
That's actually become a proven motivator. When you report delinquent accounts to consumer credit bureaus through rent reporting services or collection agencies, it can appear on tenant background checks and can stay on their credit report for up to 7 years. The potential damage to their credit score often pushes tenants to reach out and settle the debt.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. And I imagine that also prevents those tenants from easily securing future housing or credit, which creates real accountability.
Definitely. Creating consequences that matter is what this process does. Or to put it another way, you're establishing real financial stakes that encourage resolution. Plus, property managers don't necessarily need a court judgment to report unpaid rent, as long as the debt is accurate and covers rent and utilities outlined in the lease. For damages or penalty fees, you do need a judgment or monetary order.
That distinction about damages versus rent is important. Now, you mentioned earlier that timing matters. That point about acting quickly and recovery rates sets up our next piece: how technology is changing rent recovery. But first, a quick word from our sponsor.
Property managers, struggling with unpaid rent doesn't have to drain your time and resources. Southwest Recovery Services specializes in property management collections for both residential and commercial properties. They handle all aspects of the recovery process, from tenant correspondence and credit bureau reporting to legal actions when necessary, all on a contingency basis, so you only pay when they recover funds. With over 20 years of experience and compliance with all relevant regulations, they help you restore cash flow while you focus on managing your properties. Learn more at the link in the description.
Picking up on acting quickly and those recovery rates, how are property managers using technology to actually prevent delinquencies before they reach that critical point?
Technology has really changed the recovery landscape. AI-powered rent collection tools are making the process way more efficient. Automated systems can send payment reminders every month without anyone lifting a finger, and tenants can set up autopay accounts to eliminate late payments caused by simple forgetfulness.
So you're reducing human error on both sides. And I guess you could say it's like having a very persistent, but polite, assistant who never forgets rent day.
Huh, exactly. And these tools improve communication too. Proactive communication strategies, keeping tenants informed about lease renewals, policy changes, maintenance schedules. Build trust. When tenants feel they can come to you with issues, it actually reduces conflict and helps prevent payment problems before they start.
I see. So building that open line of communication early matters.
Exactly. And for property managers juggling multiple properties, having secure client portals where they can access and review assigned accounts in real time is incredibly valuable. It gives them visibility and control without the administrative burden.
What about the difference between residential and commercial collections? Are the strategies pretty similar?
There are some key differences. Residential collections often involve evictions, broken leases, or property damage from individual tenants. The process is usually more straightforward. Commercial properties, though, are more complex. Lease agreements are longer, and with the rise in remote work, you're seeing more businesses breaking leases early or stopping payments. Those situations require understanding lease complexity and workplace shifts.
And non-payment really disrupts cash flow for landlords. It affects everything from mortgage obligations to basic maintenance, right?
Absolutely. According to the 2018 National Apartment Association Income and Expense Survey, an average of $92 per U.S. apartment unit is lost annually to collections. When you multiply that across multiple units, the financial impact becomes significant, and the average eviction alone costs a property manager between $3,500 and $4,000, encompassing expenses like lost rent, legal fees, and potential property damage.
$3,500 to $4,000. That's substantial. So to everyone listening, if you're managing properties, what's the one takeaway you want them to remember?
Act early and document everything. The standard national recovery rate for debt collection agencies ranges from 20 to 30%, and those rates drop the longer you wait. Whether you hire an agency, report to credit bureaus, or use technology to prevent delinquencies, having a clear strategy and accurate records makes all the difference. Oh, and I'd add, make sure any agency you work with understands state and federal compliance. Regulations like FDCPA and FCRA govern this industry, and violations can create bigger problems.
That's solid advice. And a well-tuned collaboration between property managers and their collection partners really does maximize recovery while minimizing litigation risk. Thanks for breaking all this down today. It's been really insightful.
My pleasure. These challenges are tough, but with the right approach, property managers can protect their cash flow and focus on what they do best.
Couldn't agree more. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. Until next time. Thank you.